Some things shouldn't be transparent, like stop signs. But what you pay for should always be clear, like Hiller's True Transparency Pricing, always clearly itemized and never any hidden fees. Because you have the right to know what you're paying for. For more information, visit happyhiller.com/truetransparencypricing. Happy you'll be, or the service is free.
Call the Happy Face Truck today.
Midday 180 served up by Wendy's, home of the $5 Biggie Bag. Our next guest, you can hear every Saturday with Doug Matthews, man. Forklift Systems football Saturday, every Saturday morning, 9 to 11. Charles Davis joins Doug there. You can also hear him on in the broadcast booth on commentary for the Titans preseason matchups. Charles, great to have you back on the show. How are you?
I'm doing well. How about you guys?
Excellent.
We are well. You are an upbeat guy. But NFL preseason is too upbeat a time. I'm wondering, as you're in production meetings and around teams, this one in particular, but then last night you're in Minnesota.
Yeah.
How do you sort through it all as everybody's telling you how great everything is?
Yeah, that's a great question. And you have your own opinions about things. And a lot of it, Paul, is based on who you're working for at the time. You know, when you're doing a preseason game for a team and it's their local package, you are essentially doing it through the team's eyes in so many words. Now, you're not flat out lying. No one does that. No one takes their integrity to that level. But you're also not going to point out every little nuance, especially about guys who you really don't expect to be around. Okay? Like, you know, take last game, for instance, when Winovich was just absolutely destroying them on pretty much every snap. I made mention of it, praised Winovich a lot, didn't really focus too much on the guys that were struggling. I doubt they'll be around for the season. You know, I mean, just it'd be a shocker if they are. Yeah, and I chose to spend more time on him. And what's interesting is I talked to a colleague of mine who does a package for another team, and he's a producer. And he actually, at the start of the game, he told me he brought out the quarterback and introduced him for the opposing team, you know, and, hey, this is what he did, this is what he's done, and they, you know, went on a little minute thing like you do in a normal game. And the note he got back was, can we talk more about our team, please? And that was pretty much it. So it's all a matter of how people do it. I'm very fortunate with the Titans. I don't have a lot of that. I think they know that I'm looking at it through Titans' eyes as best I can, but it's also be disingenuous to not mention what other teams are doing, especially in certain sequences. So you have that. And then last night's game is much more like a regular game. But the interesting part is we're in pregame for that one. It was Seattle, Minnesota. And you know DK Metcalf is a huge story, not just because he is huge himself. And we find out he's not going to play and so on and so forth. And then we find out later he's going to have knee surgery. And I'm like, couldn't someone have told us that?
Yeah.
I mean, that doesn't sound like state secret if right after the game you find out he's having knee surgery. Can't you just tell us we're doing that? So sometimes you wonder what's, you know, like, is it really that hard? So.
Charles, as you went into the Titans preseason and now two games in, who are the players who have crept into the conversation of making the roster that maybe were not there 2-3 weeks ago? And is Jeremy McNichols up there as one of those guys?
Yeah, I think that he is, because here's the question I have and continue to have is David Flewellen has moved over to fullback, but hasn't gone in any of the preseason games so far. I don't know that means that he's locked down a spot. I don't know how much injury. I know all those things, but he hasn't played so far, okay? But they've moved him to fullback. But he's not been a fullback like you're talking about being a lead blocker like we've seen where it's been Ryan Hewitt, the tight end, where Michael Pruitt has gotten some plays there. Is that now going to be an interesting deal where instead of that third back being a Flewellen who can play tailback and fullback for you, that maybe you get that play from one of those extra tight ends, and now McNichols becomes a more viable third runner. Because your first two are locked down, obviously, with Henry and Deion Lewis. So that would be an interesting deal, because moving to fullback doesn't mean you are a fullback. Because I can't really evaluate Flewellen like that. The coaches will have to do that. But if you're asking him to move to fullback, that means you're asking him to be a lead blocker for Derrick Henry, essentially. And that's not something everybody just naturally does. Marcus Allen is like my most stark example, because you guys remember before Marcus Allen won a Heisman Trophy at USC, he was the lead blocking fullback for Charles White, who was an All-American tailback. And then Marcus shifted from fullback to tailback and won a Heisman Trophy. That move never happened. Okay? Fullbacks don't become lead runners. That's just odd, especially good fullbacks. And Marcus Allen was one of those guys who could do both. It's rare that you get that same package out of most players.
Charles Davis with us on the Midday 180.
Imani Bledsoe got the start, kind of bounced a little bit from linebacker to defensive line. Didn't make a lot of noise, but what did they maybe tell you? What did you read into him getting the early snaps and what kind of opportunity they wanted to give him?
Yeah, Paul, what I read into it is, and I haven't had that discussion with the team, but what I read into it is that they're looking for that guy. You know, we talk hybrid all the time, probably overuse the term, but they're talking about a guy who can put his hand down, and they want a guy who can stay on his feet so that you can be a little more versatile in what you're doing. You know, finding that edge rusher, you know, we know what we're talking about. We're saying edge rusher. We're talking about, will Harold Landry get home and give you double-digit sacks? Will Sharif Finch be a factor as he was on the safety of the ball game? Those types of deals. But with Bledsoe, we're talking about bigger, more powerful teams that you may play, that he can go up there and be a little bit stouter for you. And then also, if you need be, and they come out and they spread it out a little bit, you can shift your defense and he can jump up and maybe drop into coverage a little bit or be able to play in space on his feet. And I think they wanted to get a good look and see what they were getting there. Similar to what they did with Isaiah Mack in a different way. And you saw it, Paul, where they threw him into with the ones against New England to see if he was really coming along, you know, because he'd been playing so well in the preseason. Okay, let's get 2 days of work against the Super Bowl champs. All right, guy out of Chattanooga. Here we go. And, you know, I don't think it went as well as he may have wanted, but I was really impressed with how he bounced back in the game. I thought he played pretty well.
Yeah.
Charles, as you compare last year's preseason roster to this one for Tennessee, what stands out to you, and do you see a better version of the team you saw last year?
I see a better version, but it's jumbled because the offensive line, you know, it's going to be a four-game changeup because of LaJuan's suspension. Now, he could win the appeal. Was it at 22nd? Is that right, Paul?
Yeah.
And John, right?
Yep.
22nd. He could win that. It could be mitigated. It could be cut in half. Anything can happen. We know that. But let's just say we got to play worst-case scenario, that he's going to get the 4 games. He's going to be out. So you're looking at a line of Kelly at left tackle, Saffold at left guard, Jones at center, because it doesn't look to me like they're really moving Jones to guard a lot and maybe having Levin come in and be the starter. Looks like Jones is going to stay there. And then right guard, Tom Field right now is the guy, but I know they want more competition there. Okay, because in right tackle, Jack Conklin looks like he's back. So you want that competition at guard. And the guy that I was looking forward to seeing more of was Nate Davis. I was very high on him coming out of the draft because I thought he got drafted by the right team. He is a powerful, move the pile. He's an APM. You know, like at the airport, the automatic people mover. That's what he does. But he hasn't been able to get in the mix due to being dinged. So now you're talking about Pomfield, you're talking about Stinney. You know, they could have done some other combos, but I feel like they're going about it like the Eagles did a couple of years ago when they had the Super Bowl run and Jason Peters, their left tackle, got hurt. And, you know, the immediate thought was take Lane Johnson and move him to left tackle. Well, you guys know that this league is no longer a left tackle, that's where your pass rushers are in the league. The pass rush comes from everywhere. You essentially need left tackle at left tackle and right tackle. And so they left Lane Johnson where he was rather than weaken two spots, and hoped that Halapula Vaitai would be able to hold up, and he did. And they were able to win a Super Bowl. So rather than weaken it in two places, that's why I think Jones is going to stay where he is, rather than moving around, and now are we really getting what we need? And then when LaJuan comes back, I think Kelly becomes a swing tackle again, but but they've got to solve that right guard position. And right now, Pompeo appears to be the guy.
Charles, what's your national schedule coming up once the regular season gets here for college and pro?
Fortunately enough, I know my first bunch of games, and we opened up for the NFL. I'm opening up with Washington, Philadelphia. Week two, I've got Dallas and Washington. Dallas and Washington. Week three, Miami at Dallas, one of those Super Bowl rematch games because it's the 100th year of the NFL. So there'll be a heavy emphasis on those types of games that are, if they're on the schedule. And then week four, look, this is kind of like when we were kids, and I don't know if you guys are baseball guys at all, but you remember when you were a kid, and if you were a baseball guy, and you went to see your favorite team play, and you wanted to get to batting practice to see those guys? That's what Patrick Mahomes is now in the NFL, isn't he?
Sure.
And we've got Kansas City at Detroit.
Nice.
Now, let's be honest about it. When you say Kansas City, Detroit, I don't know if that blames the masses, but you say Kansas City now against the Little Sisters of the Poor if people want to watch Mahomes play.
And that's
where it is. Those are our first four, so I'm pretty excited about that schedule.
And in between all of that, you'll be doing your Madden updates.
Definitely doing the Madden updates. I'm trying to get Brett Kern a little more love. I popped that out on the broadcast the other day. He was a monster, wasn't he?
He was great,
Never stops.
And terrific. And, you know, the thing about it is I do nothing with the ratings, and I'm so happy because I don't want any part of that. But everyone thinks that I do. So I get a lot of those comments like, hey, you need to talk to your people, man. I mean, did you see what he did? And then I will have players who don't even know that I do the Madden game. They just mention it as a matter of course. It is a
right.
big deal to them, where they're rated, where they are, because they're looking at it like, it's a real deal. I've told people before, LaDainian Tomlinson actually took me aside one time. Now, he's been retired how long, guys? With a gold
long
jacket.
Long enough to be in the Hall of Fame.
Right? He's in the Hall of Fame, gold jacket. And he took me aside and said, who do I need to talk to about my legend rating? I said, what? What do you care? And he goes, care. He said, man, do you ever see me get caught on the field? My speed should be 99, and it's not. And I grabbed the telephone and called one of my guys at Madden, one of the bosses. I said, hold for LaDainian Tomlinson, please, and gave him the phone. 15 minutes later, LaDainian's still giving it to him. And then he brings me the phone back and says, well, I think my rating's going up.
Wow.
Okay, enough.
Amazing.
They still care. You guys know these athletes. Competitive until it's over.
Yes.
And that's how it works.
And catch Charles on the weekends as well with Coach Matthews. Always must-listen radio there each Saturday morning. Charles, thank you for the quick visit, and we'll catch up at the next Titans preseason game.
I look forward to it. I'll see you guys in Chicago, I guess, because you get Alan Chris for Sunday night, which I think is awesome. That should be a great atmosphere. A good team coming in, a week three game that feels like a regular season game in part. I think that's a great deal. So I'll be sitting on the couch watching Alan Chris bring the action. I think Titans fans are going to enjoy that one on Thursday night.
Thank you, Charles.
Thanks, Charles.
Thank you, guys. Be good.
Charles Davis, one of the best right there.
One of the best moves this team made was hiring him and Dan Helley to do a thing. One thing I was telling you at practice, Dan Helley sounds a lot like Corey Curtis. And sometimes when they throw
down to
Corey Curtis or come back from Corey Curtis, I can't. I'm wondering, boy, they're giving Corey Curtis a lot of time here, or like it's hard for me to distinguish the two of them. That's the only.
I can hear it like you and I are too close to it to know. Like we know the difference, but I could totally see it if you're walking down a hallway and you've got the TV on in the other room, and you hear them. Like I see where you're getting.
It is a far, far better product than it used to be. The preseason games on TV. I know some of you aren't seeing the preseason product on TV because of the dumb conflict that's going on with DirecTV.
The war.
But those of you who are seeing it are getting a much better product than you used to get.